Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What's this? A fourth hour of Dirt and Sprague.
Embrace the suck.
Who gave these guys an extra hour?
Well, I think we do a decent job for guys who suck.
Dirt and Sprague.
Why do we suck so much?
On the Fan Sports Network. Here's to
those who love. Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 FM, The Fan. 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning,
like,
everybody.
I feel like I know the answer to this.
Yeah, what do you got, Bob?
You introduced Teddy Ballgame to an NFL game.
I did, yeah.
I'm going to guess.
Okay.
Didn't really care that much.
No.
Kind of walked around and kept doing his own little thing.
He looked at the TV and pointed a couple of times. Like, yeah, he's not sit. I can't get that kid to sit still for more than 90 seconds.
Oh, yeah, it's going to get worse.
Getting him to sit still for just for like putting on a diaper is a nightmare right now. It just never stops moving. So, no, he's not going to sit and watch football with me all night.
You been peed on yet?
I got a pretty good track record of not getting peed on. That was early in his, when he was a baby. He got peed. He was, you know, kind of loosey goosey with the pee every now and then, but okay. Hasn't been a big problem.
I was good at like
I'm quick. I got the diaper tire change down quick.
The anatomy's different, obviously, with our kids. But,
very true.
I was really good at telling when it was going to happen, so I just used that little diaper as like
kind of cover
shield.
It up. Stop it. Stop it. Don't be on me. We did get the cup. Somebody got us the pee-pee tents, I think they're called, or pee-pee something.
What?
They're a little like...
Pee-pee tent?
They're like, I don't know.
Now I have to look on my work computer what a pee-pee tent is.
I don't know. That might not be what they're called, but they're basically these like... there's like little canopies you put while you're changing the diaper.
What?
So in case they pee, it doesn't... For the boys, it shoots straight up in the air. And so you could get... It could go all over the place. I can't remember what they're called.
The wee-wee baby shield.
Yeah, wee-wee shields or something like that. There you go. I think that's what
they're
called.
How does this work?
I mean, we didn't really ever use them.
It looks like
really
a Hershey Kiss.
Yeah, it's kind of a, you just cover
Are
it up.
Are they under this? Looks like a Harry Potter hat. It's going to tell you what class you got to go to.
You're in Gryffindor now. Yeah. Teddy Ballgame, congratulations. You're
You pissed on your dad. You're in Slytherin.
You're a Hufflepuff. We do have a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. Talking Terry McLaurin.
There's
going,
too many new inventions with children.
Dude, way too many. Like it's an absolute scam.
You know the biggest scam I discovered in my time as a parent with
kids
two
books
young
kids? Suck too, by the way.
Well, kids' books are terrible.
Kids' books are horrible. And every time I read one, I think to myself, why am I not making money off of this shtick?
Well, there's sometimes books don't even, like, there's not really even a story.
They don't rhyme. They don't make sense. Yeah. There's no new, I just, what are we doing?
I feel like they've gotten worse since Dr. Seuss died.
Without a doubt.
I would add, too, like, the diaper genies. You know, they specifically make these trash cans just for the diapers.
Yes.
I went through that once, and I remember, like, somebody making a big deal. Like, hey, I'll give you mine. We used it.
Gotta have your diaper genie.
And he's like, it's like a $90 thing or whatever. And yeah. I took it, and we used it, like, twice. And I just pulled the trash bag out. I'm like, this is just a trash bag with diapers. Like, why don't we just throw it in the trash? Why do I need another garbage can in my house?
Totally spot on. I understand the criticism. What I would say is somebody who's still in diaper stages, and we're on the brink, we're on the horizon of potty training. It's right around the corner, buddy.
You're going to have some bad moments
once those
diapers
work,
go
Do $20
away.
Bribes work for potty training? Can I use those? Is that applicable?
No. He'll be potty trained, and then he'll come in like...
He'll wipe with it.
Dad, I had an accident, and you go in there and be pissed all over the bed.
Whoa, dude!
It's in a mattress.
I'm Bob Saget in the other Dumb and Dumber movie where there's the Hershey bars gets wiped all over the wall. There's poo everywhere.
Terrible.
But on the diaper genie thing, I will say that if as long as you have the scent thing in there, it does make a decent sized difference.
I don't think it's that.
It's impactful.
Throw it away.
It's helpful.
It's taking up space in your house now, this diaper genie. And it's like, what are you doing with it?
Well, it's one more thing I have to get rid of down
yeah,
the road.
Yeah, it's another thing.
Everything that we buy now, I'm just viewing like in 3 years, what am I going to do with this? This is going to be in a box on my curb. That's what it's going to be.
Right. Somebody's going to go, I bought Dirt's diaper genie at a Selwood Goodwill. That's what it's going to be soon.
Right. Terry McLaurin wants a new contract in Washington.
Yes, he does.
We find the long way home to where we began. And this one's interesting to me because I see both sides of the argument where there's a balance of like, you want to be appreciative and support the players who have helped you get to where you're going, if that makes sense, right? Like McLaurin went through he crawled through a lot of Shawshank poop pipes, if you will, to get to the success that they had last year.
Dude, who was their quarterback before Jaden?
Taylor Heineke?
He had 79 catches, he had 1,000 yards, and he had 4 touchdowns. I mean, this tells you all you need to know about the quarterback
play. The quarterback play there has been horrible for his entire career, and then they get Jaden Daniels, and all of a sudden they're good. And he's like, he's 29 years old, he wants to get paid. He has had, let me count them, 5 consecutive 1,000-yard seasons. His low yardage total in his NFL career, he's been in the league for 6 years, was 919 as a freshman.
So he almost had 1,000 yards every year of his career.
Almost 1,000 yards every year of his career. His low touchdown total was 4, which he did multiple times. Last year, he had 13 touchdown catches and over 1,000 yards. So I understand the, hey, there's advanced metrics and analytics, and he's 29, and he's not DK Metcalf. Like, I understand some of the arguments against it, but there's a balance for me of like, man, if you're an organization, you're not going to pay guys. These are the guys that help you get there. He helped you climb out of the garbage pile that you were in. That I would love to support a player like that, especially when you have a quarterback who's going into a second year of his rookie deal, and you essentially don't have to have that contract kicked in for another 2 or 3 years, which he will uncertainly get. I would pay Terry McLaurin if I were the Commanders. I don't know all the details about what he's asking for and the specific financials of it. Support the quarterback and make his life easier.
So the report is he wants to make more than DK.
Yeah.
DK is at 32.9 on a year basis. After that, it's CeeDee Lamb at 34 even. Then Justin Jefferson, and then Ja'Marr Chase.
It is pretty funny that those two guys are third and fourth now.
Well, he wants to be the fourth highest paid wide receiver or the third highest paid wide receiver. Like, is CeeDee Lamb better than Terry McLaurin to you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. Garrett Wilson?
Nah.
Same?
Yeah, samesies.
Do you think McLaurin's better or about the same?
I think they're different offenses, different systems.
You just have to go through the laundry list. IUK last year got paid, right? He's on a 30-year per year average. McLaurin right now is 17th. The problem I think that is here is Washington may have made the wrong decision this offseason that they didn't anticipate possibly interrupting Terry McLaurin. And that was by adding a Deebo Samuel.
Yeah.
Because Deebo Samuel, they traded for Deebo Samuel. He comes over from San Francisco, which, by the way, any Niner fan, I think is almost a universal opinion, would tell you Deebo Samuel, very fun player, gonna look back and say that was a fun era of 49er football, but you could clearly see a fall off.
Yes.
and also not like the most pristine route runner, and not even necessarily the greatest set of hands.
He had so many drops last year.
Just a good football player.
Yeah, no doubt.
And Washington trading for him by bringing on his salary, which is 23.8, which is
identical.
More than scary.
Yeah.
Terry, I think that was where they kind of got in their own way. So I kind of think they're going to end up getting to an agreement because these trades largely don't come to fruition. The problem is, where do you pay him in knowing that you give him this deal, and in just a couple years, guess who's going to be up? It's quarterback time.
Yeah.
And then you don't want to be where the Bengals are. You've paid two wide receivers, and oh, here's an edge rusher. Oh, here's a defensive player. You got to pay him too. Oh, here's an offensive lineman.
Yeah, they just drafted Connolly in the first round. Maybe he's that guy in a couple of years.
You find yourself in really tough situations. So I think he'll get paid. I just don't. Man, it's hard to see him getting paid more than DK Metcalf because that puts him in the top 3 to 4 range.
Right.
And I also think they pay him probably good money if they don't bring in Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, I mean, could you get to because you always have the negotiations that start off.
I don't know
right?
what
like,
he would
I want a certain
to.
Line, and if you don't get me over that line, I won't do it. It's like if you offered him $30 million a year, similar to Amon-Ra St. Brown, are you signing that deal if you're Terry McLaurin? Like at this point, he might.
Dude, he's been, what, you said five of the six,
over 1,000
yard receiver, and he just got
five
his quarterback, and he finally started scoring touchdowns.
He had 14 touchdowns last year.
Okay, so you want that guy to say, hey, I should make less than A.J. Brown or Garrett Wilson?
I mean, I get it.
He's been in the league longer than Garrett Wilson, correct?
He has, and I mean, if you made me, you know, hey, you got to decide, pick one or the other. I know that Garrett Wilson's younger, so longevity-wise, yeah, long-term, you would take Garrett Wilson probably because McLaurin's going on 30, but I think right now I'd take McLaurin being a better wide receiver. He's just proven it. He's been a longer track record.
Yeah,
so
Garrett Wilson just is going into year 4.
Right. One's going into year 7, and he's got 5 1,000-yard seasons.
And Garrett's had a good start to his career. He's got 83 for 1,100, 95 for 1,000, and 101 and 1,100. Like, that's a great start to your career.
Yeah.
But, like, year 6?
I think your point on Deebo is valid, where that was a move where you love the idea of getting more help around your quarterback. Sometimes you don't fully comprehend the collateral damage that comes with a move like that. And if I'm Terry McLaurin, I would look and say, wait a minute, I got 5 1,000-yard seasons. I had 14 touchdowns last year. I helped us get to an NFC title game.
Yeah.
And you just brought in a wide. I want a new contract. You know I want a new contract. And you made a move in the offseason before giving me a new contract to bring in a wide receiver who's now making more money than me. I totally get his side of that argument. I think you're spot on that comparison. The other part of this, too, is that you just have to think about the team impact of it. And I used this example the other day, and I know that they've been connected via potential trade partners for a while because of the other trade that went down. But I'll use the Niners as an example of this. Like, they had a season 2 years ago where they get to the Super Bowl, they fall short, can't catch a punt, they get a PAT block, they lose the Chiefs. They go into the next offseason, and they have one of their key figures on offense hold out for essentially all of training camp. And it was Brandon Ayuk. He held out all camp, won a new deal. The Niners dragged their feet, requested a trade. Am I going to go to the Steelers? Like, that was a year ago now. That's all we were talking about. It felt like was Brandon Ayuk. Is he going to get traded? Where's Pittsburgh wants him? Oh, there's a trade. There's a trade in place. Doesn't end up happening. He signs the extension. But what happens? He missed all of camp. He comes in rusty early in the season. He plays like dog ass. And then he tears his ACL and he misses the rest of the year. And that's a part of this that I would be fearful of the Commanders. I'm not saying it's the only reason that he got hurt.
Yeah, but Ayuk is 27.
Yes,
he's younger. Terry,
and it's one of those, and he got $30 million a year.
Yeah.
It's just one of those deals where you just want to be careful of, like, man, he is such a big part of your offense. He's been a great leader in your locker room for a long time. Of not letting this seep into the start of your year, because the Commanders are not going into a year now with zero expectations with a high drafted rookie quarterback. They're going into a year where they're the runner-up in the NFC, and let's see how you follow that campaign up, and you want to make sure you have all your weapons possible to make your quarterback's life as easy as it could be. And I hate when guys like this miss camp because they come in rusty, they come in a little out of shape, and it takes a while to play catch-up depending how long it takes to get the deal done.
So he is 17th in total wide receiver pay per year, as I mentioned. Of the 16 ahead of him, how many players are 30 or older?
Oh, that's a good question. So, I'm trying to think. DK's not 30 yet, is he?
Mm-mm.
No. Tyreek Hill's probably still one of the highest paid guys. Mm-hmm. So, he's got to be north of 30 at this point.
Correct. That's it.
That's all. There's only
so
one.
So, like, yeah. You have to understand, I think the dude should be paid, or at least be making more money than some of these guys. the other side of that is you got to look at the team thing. And if you're a fan of Washington, you got to say, like,
he's 30 going on 31.
I mean, you go look, Nico, 26, Devontae, 27, DJ Moore, 28, Jalen, 27, T. Higgins, 26, Amon-Ra, 26, AJ, 28, Garrett, 25, Chase, 25, Jefferson, 26. Like,
that's a part of it for sure.
It's a tough part to figure out is you're dealing with age versus earned versus feeling disrespected because so-and-so is ahead of him. I don't know what the right answer is here. I really don't. I think it's easy
to
say.
It's a really complicated one.
You pay him. Like, okay, but if it's your team and he's 30, and there's only one guy above him in a group of 16 players that's 30 or older, yeah, man, that's not an easy thing to try to figure out.
I'm with you. I don't think he's going to get traded. These usually don't lead to a trade right away, hence the Ayuk example last year where we spent weeks talking about that. If he did get dealt, anybody stand out? Anybody you'd love to see Scary Terry on? He's been connected with the Niners and Ayuk. People floated that out. Niners' window is a little bit shorter than Washington's. Ayuk's younger.
Are you saying Washington would trade for Ayuk?
I don't think that they would, but I know that's been an internet-rumored let's-have-fun debate trade. So anybody stand out as going to getting Scary Terry?
Yeah, the Raiders.
Ooh, the Raiders.
If I was the Raiders, I'd be calling about Terry McLaurin. We're trying to rebuild this. We've got Geno. He's not as expensive as other quarterbacks. Who's your best receiver after him? It's probably Jacoby Myers.
Yeah.
And then you got Brock Bowers. Yeah. Like, I think the Raiders would be a good team
nice
for this.
Nice little weapon in that offense.
But I don't think he's getting traded. And so, like, if I was to guess, and I only say that because we've seen this the last couple times not end in a trade.
Yes.
I think they ultimately come to an agreement, and he's somewhere in that wedge of A.J. Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Somewhere between 30 and
31
33 million.
A year.
31, yeah.
It's like, yo, dude, 31 would put you seventh highest paid.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad, man. If you get it done, we'll see how it plays out. He's demanded a trade out of Washington. This has been boiling over for a while. And it culminated in a trade request for Terry McLaurin and the Commanders yesterday. Let's talk about the class. What do we make of the Hall of Fame class in the NFL? Also, one factoid that I found interesting. Would anybody else do this in the future? Be curious the answer to that one. We'll talk a little NFL Hall of Fame class next on 105.1 FM, The Fan.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
All right, welcome back in, 920. Lots still to get to in the next 40 minutes.
Got sidetracked about the youth fitness committee.
Yeah, I was going to do that here. we play the short version of the audio.
Triple H, when he was a part of DX back in the WWF days.
The suck it days?
Yeah, he used to spray paint over fake presidential seals, and now he is in presidential committees. Like,
I quite enjoyed that Lawrence Taylor was there, who once is... Yeah, got caught sleeping with a 16-year-old, and he said, well, I didn't find her on a school bus. She was a working girl. That was his answer. But, you know, let's surround ourselves with some talent here. And this happened yesterday, trying to get kids to exercise.
And Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback, who is really, he's been fantastic. He's been, when he's not injured, he's great. He's got to stay healthy, but he's a great guy.
Does he know what team he plays for?
Tua Tagovailoa.
This is me. Do you guys still have any names in sports that are that way?
All the time.
I'm still this way with the UCLA quarterback, Nico Iomaliava.
Sure.
Iomaliava.
I still had this for the longest time, and he became the quarterback of my alma mater. DJ.
Oh, Uyunglele.
Uyunglele. I can say it now because it's finally like...
Well, and there's two of them, too, and they both were in the state, and we said it. Right. We had to say it a million
it's
times.
It's been in my life long enough where I'm like, I've heard it, and I can confidently say it, and I don't mean to be disrespectful when I get names wrong. Certainly know my name's been wrong a million times with substitute teachers. Sprague.
Jaren Sagapotule.
Happens,
whatever,
right?
You know.
Happens to the best of
us. That one's tough. Did you ever listen to his Dodger championship?
Tua Tagovailoa.
Did you hear that swag when the Dodgers went to the White House?
No.
He had like a clip where he's like, the arms, you know, it's the arms. They throw the ball. He just like, I just wonder, like, do you watch sports? Or... Go find it. I think you'll actually get a kick out of it. It was just like,
they got low on arms.
It's those arms, dude. When you got the arms, man, come on.
Hall of Fame ceremony this weekend in the NFL. Of course, the Hall of Fame game was yesterday. I watched every second of it, but every second of it was on my television. I don't know if this was an interesting factoid for you guys, but I saw it, and I was like, man, I mean, yeah, I could have seen that coming, but it's never happened any other time, and will it ever happen again is my follow-up question.
I have a bigger factoid that I think surprised me out of this Hall
this
of Fame class.
Class
than the one you're about to give.
Antonio Gates is the first player to ever make the Hall of Fame without playing a down of college football.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's ever done it. Yep, you have, of course, played basketball at Kent State, right?
Yes.
Kent State. Power forward, and then was like, let's try the NFL. Turned out to be the all-time touchdown leader.
Right.
Now he's going to the Hall of Fame. Will we see that again? At some point?
Well, we had the small school kid from, what was the, they were a Cinderella story. They might have got to an Elite Eight, and the guy ended up getting a tryout in the NFL. He was one of their forwards, and I don't think he really made it.
So the fat kid from NC State wasn't him, was it?
No, it wasn't DJ Burns. This was a 2012-14-ish timeline. Mm. It's a smaller school. They were a really fun story, and he ended up getting a tryout for an NFL team, and I don't think he made it.
Okay.
But no, to answer your question, I don't know if we'll ever
Wasn't
see
the
this
Portland
again.
State kid this way? Didn't he just play hoops at PSU, or did he play football too?
No, I think he played, then he transferred over to the football team.
Okay.
He played at least a year of football there.
And he's obviously not a Hall of Famer.
Julius
but...
Peppers did the same thing. He played basketball.
I mean, Tony Gonzalez, right, was a two-way guy.
Yeah.
Right. So Donovan McNabb.
You've had guys that have played both sports. I thought that was unique, and I don't know if we'll ever see it again.
I thought Adley Rutschman.
I
thought a cool one, too. Like, that's a great stat. It's probably the better stat.
Trivia question to fire away in like 10 years. Who's the only player in the NFL Hall of Fame that never played college football?
Riddle me this, Batman. Might have an answer to this one. And this was the other stat I thought was great. How many NFL Hall of Fame players have come from Idaho State?
Oh, buddy.
Jared Allen.
Just one, right?
Like there can't be
another Idaho State player that's in the Hall of Fame. There can't, right?
Not in the Hall of Fame.
Not in the Hall of Fame.
Well, I mean, like, what are the percentage chances that somebody
I loved Jared Allen.
I did too.
I was a huge fan.
The Jack in the Box.
Yes. It was so good. The rest of the class. So the class that's going in is Eric Allen, Jared Allen, Antonio Gates, and Sterling Sharp.
Yeah.
What do we like the class? No. Fond memories of the class?
Good class. Good solid class. Should be great speeches across the board.
Did I miss Sterling Sharp's interview?
Yes.
It was early.
Sometime in the first half.
Late in the first quarter.
Okay. He talked about how much they didn't get into the.
Well, they didn't. But he did talk about his brother and.
Their best friends.
I'll say this, to be fair. Like, they shouldn't.
No.
You know, I know people want them to. This is about Sterling.
It's about Sterling. It doesn't have anything
to do
with
their
weekend.
She gave him a quote about how I think Shannon had said that he's the second best football player in his family.
Yeah, that was from his Hall of Fame
speech.
Right.
And then they asked Sterling what that meant, and he talked about his relationship with his brother and how they're best friends. So, yeah, that was an interview early in the game. I missed the Jared Allen interview. I must have been doing something.
Was it solid? That was in the second half,
Okay. I must have been putting the little guy
down
or something.
He was ranking, Melissa Stark said, who
the
has
best
the best
mullets in sports?
And it was Yager, it was Agassi, it was...
Bosworth
and him. And he goes, well, I can't choose myself. I'm not going to do that.
You can't be the guy that picked yourself.
Who did he pick?
Bosworth, Yager, and who was the other one?
Agassi.
And Agassi.
Andre Agassi.
Who do you think he picked?
I'm going to go Yager.
He chose Agassi. And his reasoning was dead on. He goes, it's kind of a hoity-toity sport.
It's a bougie sport.
Bougie sport.
That is a good
point. Extra points for rocking a mullet in a
bougie sport.
That's
a good point.
Yeah. He said, Yager, that's part of hockey.
He goes, that's
everybody's
hockey.
Got flow.
That's a good argument from Jared Allen right there.
Now, what I wanted to ask him in that moment as a viewer was, are you aware that's being stapled to his head and not his real hair, Jared Allen, with Andre Agassi's mullet?
Actually even makes it more impressive that you choose that hair to
it
be
does.
Stapled
you know, the
on.
Head, meanwhile,
it's keeping it on there.
Snap it on with a stapler. Are we going to watch this weekend? Or
the
just watch
speeches?
Or watch the highlights? What is it, tomorrow, I'm assuming?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow, I think, starts at 10 a.m.
I'll probably miss it. I'll
catch some highlights.
I'll DVR it, and I'll...
I'm sure it'll be rerun on the NFL Network ad nauseum.
I got to admit, I'm falling into the Shannon news bubble. I want to see Sterling's.
Yeah.
Also fascinated because I missed most of his career. I was a little too young, and I remember seeing him at the end, and he didn't play that long. But people claim he'd be one of the greats of all time at that position. I love Jared Allen. Antonio Gates was always fun to watch.
Yes.
Eric Allen, under the radar Hall of Fame player.
Yeah, I don't have as much on Eric Allen or Sterling Sharp because, to your point, they were just slightly before. You know, Jared Allen, I remember vividly, obviously, and Antonio Gates was unbelievable. Came out of nowhere and had one of the best careers I've ever seen. I think Eric Allen retired in like 2000 or 2001.
He's a 90s guy.
He's got very end of it for me. Didn't see a ton. And I'm assuming Sterling Sharp was about the same time, right? Because I think I remember seeing him when I was a kid, but never ever remembering the peak levels of Sterling Sharp and what he was.
Now, how many players in last night's Hall of Fame game will be in the Hall of Fame?
Well, Trey Lance for sure. Outside of that,
I don't know. Slater started for the Chargers. I think he did the opening drive. He might have the left tackle that they paid a ton of dough.
Yeah, if he lives
up
to the
contract.
Is
this true that Sterling Sharp only played until 1994?
Yeah, he had a neck injury. Oh.
He wasn't in the Super Bowl team.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, maybe I trolled trading cards. And that's why I thought I saw Sterling
Sharp
play.
Part of the reason why it took him so long was that I think some people...
The time of service thing.
Time of service.
It's a bit of a Terrell Davis kind of thing, right?
Well, Terrell Davis, yeah.
Short sample size, but
all-time
elite player
great, clearly
when he was healthy. So Hall of Fame class.
Aiden Hutchinson, yay? Would you say yay or nay?
Well, he didn't play in
he
the game.
He didn't play in the game, though. That doesn't count. You got to go play it in the game, right? Or are we just going on the rosters?
No, no. I'm asking you, which players playing last night do you think we see in these interviews because they make the Hall of Fame?
That's what I'm saying.
That's
Aiden Hutchinson didn't play in the game.
So you don't think he'll be a Hall of Fame player his career?
He did not
he didn't play in the game.
Play in the game.
What are you talking about?
You have said three times.
Three times.
Do you think Aiden Hutchinson will be a Hall of Fame player?
Yes, I think he will be a Hall of Fame player.
That's what I'm asking, not who played in the game.
Well, that's what you said.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Check the tape.
Check the tape three different times. Pull the audio. Pull the audio, and we'll get to it next. I'm going to play that audio.
Neither of you listened to me. I said of the team.
Listeners, what did he say? 503-864-6322.
Which of these players will be in the Hall of Fame? And you took that as played in the game, as if I didn't watch Trey Lance dominate.
You said who played in the game will be in the Hall of Fame.
three times.
Well, okay. Maybe I said that way. But you knew you should have known what I meant. Who in the game involved with their team.
There you go. Who on the rosters of last night's game? There
you guys are the better worst. Way to put it. The worst. Jared Goff, Hall of Fame?
No.
No. God, no. Hutchinson, too. That's
God, no.
God, no. Jared Goff's not a Hall of Famer.
His numbers might be pretty Hall of Fame worthy.
Stop it. I don't know that
Stop
God,
it.
No, but.
Stop it.
No.
He's 30 You'd years vote old. No?
I'd absolutely vote no.
He's 30. What, he could have like another 7 years.
Yeah, or he doesn't, because he was pretty awful
if
in their playoff
takes
game
the
last
Lions
year.
To their
and
first
he lost Ben
Super
Johnson.
Bowl, then he might get
He's
in.
Lost his Hall of Fame candidacy because he lost an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I mean, I would say Jared Goff has had four good years in his career.
Okay. Herbert?
No, I wouldn't say he's a Hall of Famer.
No, these are like, not right now, obviously.
The numbers are great. It's a projection,
Do you
yeah.
think he's going to be a Hall of Famer is what I'm asking.
No, because I think to be a Hall of Fame quarterback, you either have to be all-time great statistically or you have to win multiple Super Bowls.
Statistically, he's first in line in that category.
Yeah, and now Jim Harbaugh is his coach and he wants to run the ball 74 times a game. So will he ever have 30 touchdown passes again? I don't know. Let's get to making me feel good, and we'll do that next. What?
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Well done, Swigard. Well done.
I'm still right.
People are saying Nico Reed. Yeah, Nico Reed looked like a Hall of Famer. He played in the game last night, right?
He
played.
He did play in the game.
So the question, I think Nico Reed has a decent shot at making it. Didn't go the way we thought it would, did it?
Swing and a foul.
No, I think you guys are just dumb. I think that's what happened. I think that's just stupid. We all knew nobody was really playing, so when I ask about Hall of Fame candidacy.
Trey Lance.
Why would I be asking about Nico Reed when clearly Justin Herbert's on the sidelines?
What team comes calling for Trey Lance when their starter gets hurt, huh? Who's the desperation team of that guy, top five pick? Trey Lance would be the perfect Portland Trailblazer. He is absolutely the kind of guy that we would target in the offseason, and then our entire fan base and all the insiders would spend months telling us how he was a lottery pick, right?
Yeah.
He's a lottery pick.
Is that the Ben Simmons equivalent?
Dude,
right
Trey Lance, that's a great poll question. Is Trey Lance the perfect Blazer? And then we got all excited about having a chance to watch Trey Lance, and then we're reminded there's a reason he's played on three different teams in 6 years and has only made five starts.
I tagged Swag last night. I saw a video, and it was a NBA, like players were playing in it, pickup game.
Okay.
Guess who was dominating the dojo?
Ben Simmons?
Carter Bryant.
Oh!
Dude, he was yamming on people, hitting threes. And I'm like, this doesn't age well.
Swag's going to have a hard time with that one if Chinese Jokic doesn't become Chinese Jokic and Carter Bryant ends up having a good NBA career.
Swag might finally ditch the Blazers.
He could be on the outs, too.
Well, so what's your question? Would Trey Lance be...
Would Trey Lance be the perfect Blazer?
Okay.
Is Trey Lance the perfect Blazer?
That's such a good question.
Top five pick, dude. Top five pick. That talent?
Somebody's going to respond with, what does this even mean?
He's the Mario Hezonja of the NFL. That's what I'm trying to say. How about that?
Oh.
How about that? Who's better? There's a poll question. Mario Hezonja or Trey Lance? Do that one. This happened yesterday. I do when things make me happy. I like talking about them because I'm a happy guy. I remember there was a time period there for a little bit when I was told the new house settlement that passed, and now there's caps on what players can make, which won't last in a court of law, but I digress. Mm-hmm. And Oregon was losing a lot of recruiting battles Oregon's can't overpay for their guys anymore. Are they going to be able to recruit? Are they going to be able to win any of these battles? Are they going to be able to get any elite recruits anymore? They lost on the number one offensive lineman. They lost on the number one quarterback. They lost on the Mormon quarterback to BYU. Remember that one? He went to BYU. Everybody liked pointing fingers when they were losing those battles. I don't even know if you saw what happened yesterday, that Oregon is now tied with the most five-star recruits for their upcoming 2026 recruiting class, with their fourth five-star recruit. And on a per-recruit basis, in terms of the average ranking per player, Oregon is number one in the country currently, and they would be if they finished that for the second straight year in college football.
So I ask this question sincerely.
Yeah, what do you got, Bob?
I know college football psychos are everywhere in this country. Mm-hmm. Is this one of those, like, I was told, but, like, you're really making it up because nobody really said?
This has been a legitimate argument by USC and Washington fans because they have been taking recruits from Oregon, and for a long time, USC and Washington were out-recruiting Oregon. They had a higher-ranked class. We talked about it.
I know USC is number one, right? Are they still number one at 2026, or are they falling off?
No.
Because they were, I think, going into Big Ten Media Day.
They are number two with 31 total commitments.
Yeah, that's what is their amount of commitments.
Okay. They are number two with 31 overall commitments. But when you look at the average ranking per player, the reason that is because they have 10
three.
They have
31
amounts. Commitments to be number two. Oregon has 16 commitments to be number eight in their current class.
I don't know if there's better pub or way to have a commit handled as a five-star than on Pat McAfee's show.
Yeah, Anthony Tank Jones was the latest one. And the other part of this that was absolutely hilarious to read, I want to read a couple of these real quick, and then we'll go. But the kid grew up and he's from Alabama. So Oregon for back-to-back years now has signed the number one player from the state of Alabama since Nick Saban retired.
Yeah, this is not sitting well, by the way, with Alabama fans.
This kid is, I guess, given multiple interviews about how playing in Alabama is his dream school. And it's where he's always wanted to go. And then everybody thought he's going to Alabama, and then he commits to Oregon yesterday. And look, long ways away from signing day, right? Maybe he flips. Recruits flip all the time. Oregon might flip some of the kids they lost. This kid might flip. So still a long ways to go, but fun to have. It's nice to have fun with it in the short term. One person on BamaOnline.com said, unfortunately, we're cooked in the long term. Within the next decade, this entire sport will be professional football. At that point, we will simply not be able to outbid the money machines like Oregon for big-time players. This recruitment will be looked back on as the prime example of what has come for Alabama football.
They have as many five-star recruits as Oregon.
Oregon and Alabama are tied on top of the recruiting crazy. With five-star recruits. Somebody said, I hope he enjoys his stay in Oregon. Just don't tell me he was an Alabama fan. Most true Alabama fans would pay Bama to play there. I hope he enjoys the money and can find himself a good job in Oregon. After his playing days are over, his decision shows me he's not interested in national championships and will never win one in Oregon. Son, we will win one without you, with you or without you.
Which, you smoking crap? Your honeymoon's over. That'll piss you off, dude.
Follow up with, who's the team that lost to Vanderbilt last year?
Vandy is my daddy.
Who's the team that lost?
Don't lose to Vanderbilt.
5-6 Oklahoma. Who's the team that lost to 5-6 Oklahoma?
Wake the hell up.
Who's the team that got embarrassed in a bowl game by Michigan, who couldn't throw
a
forward pass?
We can't touch your ass down.
Got it. Okay. All right. But you're closer to a national title because Kalen, is Saban still there? Saban's still
there? Take the heat. Get out of the kitchen.
Makes me happy. I like talking about things that make me happy. Right. Suck it, Alabama. This is the future. We're the captain now. Also, one other fun story for the weekend that nobody cares about, but is kind of cool.
I think I need. I'm putting that number one.
You need that playoff game?
That is my
Ducks,
playoff
Bama
game.
Playoff
I need
game.
The most is Bama.
I'll hold
Oregon.
Up the sign now. Saban ain't there anymore. I ain't scared of you, Alabama. Did you know?
I got a sign back.
Yeah. What's that sign? He did something at another school and then walked away as the future Don James when Dan Lanning was supposed to take that job?
Beat you in a lightsaber battle once. He still got a lightsaber.
Nah, I don't think he does anymore. I don't think he does. We've improved our lightsabers. We got 16 of them now.
Cocky sniffing dirt.
He's
back in the fold.
God, I can't wait for football. Did you know that Charlie Woods is one day away from making the U.S. Junior Ryder Cup team?
It's because of his dad.
It's a Nepo win.
Golf hire.
Dude, he shot a 566 yesterday.
I don't know how Charlie to gauge Woods. Charlie Woods. Is he truly like the best of his age?
No. I think he's ranked 20th for his age group or his
amateur
there, status.
With high school seniors that are about to go to college or enter their he's still competing with kids too.
Is he
going to
skip college and do the Corn Ferry and try to go early?
No.
He'll go.
All indications are because every story I read about it says he is not yet declared. Where he wants to go to college.
Is he the star that golf needs, Charlie Woods on the PGA Tour? Does he bring the ratings like his dad?
He will bring ratings.
You think if he played his first PGA Tour of any place, which he'll probably get there at some point.
First major championship if he's in one, a first tournament, like run-of-the-mill one,
sure. Do we get dad and son paired together? They got to do that, right? If Tiger's still, because he's got status in the majors for the rest of his career.
For him.
But they've played in the father-son thing.
Yeah
but that's a fun hit and giggle, scramble kind of format. I'm saying, like, if they're paired together in a major championship, could you imagine the ratings on that?
If Tiger actually can come back,
do that.
You have to do that.
Have to do it, right?
Gotta rig it. Yep.
Kind of a cool thing. So that's going on this weekend, too. They make me happy. It's a Friday. I like to be happy. Let's close it up. Poll questions. Send you on your way into the weekend next. 105.1 FM, The Fan. There you go. Fist pumping your way into the weekend every single Friday. Love this text of the Fan text line. Lance is perfect for the Blazers. Another undersized guard for the fans to overrate.
Yeah, here we go.
He's perfect, dude. He's perfect, man. I love it. I love it. Let's get to the poll questions for today's show. Mm. Let me start back at the beginning. Does Jim Harbaugh love football more than anyone else in football? Care to guess the results here?
I'm going to say yes is overwhelmingly winning, but I do think John Gruden, which was responded with, is a really good, like, I don't think he loves it more than John Gruden. I think they're the same level of sicko.
It's an 80-20 yes to no, Jim Harbaugh, loving football more than any football-loving man that ever existed. Better all-time Blazer for you, Brandon Roy or C.J. McCollum?
Yes. I've also enjoyed the no context to us posting this poll question, which makes people go, why? Why'd you do this?
Why would you do this? People asking, it doesn't make any sense. This is one of the worst poll questions you've ever done. This is even a debate. Right now, the answer is about 94% rounding
94%?
Up. 94% saying Brandon Roy over C.J. McCollum. 6%,
you sickos.
I just, what? Yeah, who hurt you? 6%, who hurt you?
Game
are you
seven.
Are you a cousin of C.J. McCollum? Is he like, did he come to your restaurant one time?
I bought his wine once.
I was going to say, they go to a wine tasting that C.J.
Now, you're a wine guy, Swag. Is this wine good? Have you ever had it?
I don't know. I haven't ever.
You've never tried it?
I tried it.
Did you? Was it good?
It was a rosé, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I tried it.
Does he still own the grapes? Has he still got the grapes?
I would assume he still owns it.
Still got the grapes going?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll look into it.
I said that confidently, and then I'm like, wait, was it rosé?
I
remember trying a rosé once, and I'm like, oh, this is it, huh?
This is a rosé, huh?
The Heritage 91.
Heritage 91 wine?
It doesn't look like...
Not a rosé.
Oh, it is a rosé.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's okay. Now, does he just do rosé or does he do other wines?
I would imagine if you're growing grapes.
If you got grapes, you're doing multiples, right?
You're probably making some Pinot Noir at some point.
Yeah, I would think so, right? That's the way you'd want to go.
Feels like the wine... Not that wine tasting is out or wine's dropped anyway. It does feel like there was a moment there for 3 or 4 years where all we heard about in the NBA was how everybody drank red wine.
Everybody was drinking wine.
Yeah.
Now, it's not quite as big as it was.
It feels like it's dropped a little bit.
I do enjoy that.
Looking for tequila on a bicycle.
Yeah, dude, get the guy some tequila, man. Help him out a little bit.
Good tequila is hard to beat.
It was funny that our backcourt at the time started these local businesses and then immediately got traded. We had Damian Lillard open up a car dealership and then immediately demand a trade. And you're like, oh, that's commercials are still playing. That's a little awkward.
It's still Lillard Toyota.
It's still Lillard Toyota. And then CJ did the thing with the wineries and then, you know, got traded, but he does have a winery. And last but not least, would Trey Lance be the perfect Blazer currently, early on, early results? 75% of you say yes, he would be. And we would welcome him with open arms because he was a former lottery pick with a lot of potential, baby.
Somebody says about 6'3 and doesn't play defense. Come on down.
Yeah, that's about right. That's the exact guard we've been looking for the last 15 years, man. We haven't had any of those under 6'3 non-defender guys.
Absolutely.
Come on. What do we got cooking this weekend? What are we doing, boys? Got anything fun on the docket?
I'm ducking out of here. We're going to Seattle. I'm going
to a
Storm
game.
You're
going to the game tonight.
Cameron Brink just came back for the Sparks. We try to hit a Storm game up once a year.
Look at that.
I am actually wine tasting tomorrow.
Oh, perfect. Are you going to CJ's place?
No, not on the list.
Not to CJ's place?
How drunk are you going to get?
Not very.
Here's the situation.
You don't get hammered when you go wine tasting?
Not wine tasting.
Really?
No.
We think.
For me, it's like the start. Once it hits your lips,
now
then you got a hard time.
You want another glass of the one you like.
Yeah, that was good.
We enjoy and buy some bottles and come back.
Sure.
Then the evening might go long.
Sure.
Or short, depending on your point of view.
7:50. What happened to Swag? He's been drinking wine all day, man. What do you want from him? Well, that will do it for us, folks. If you missed it, we went to Seattle for the Daily Ticker to talk about their edition of Gino Suarez and the vibes being back, Soto Mojo. A lot of thoughts on the NFL camps going on, players demanding trades. We did a platypus segment with audio from Tosh Lapoy and Ryan Gunderson.
Yeah, we did.
It's a fun little show, man. If you missed it, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com. You can find it on Twitter at 1051thefan or at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter, and we'll tweet it out here as soon as we're done. Thanks, everybody, for watching on YouTube. Make sure you like the video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet, and that will do it for us on a Friday. Thanks for being a part of our Friday. We will talk to you Monday at 6 a.m. The firm of Harrison Meringue is next. You're listening to 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more.
Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.